Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Story Time with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. And right now, with the virus going all around in Las Vegas, there's no live entertainment performing in Las Vegas. So be happy that I'm on the radio to entertain you, your listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, relax, and get prepared to be entertained by the great, the wonderful G Money and crew as we entertain you today for an hour and a half of our showtime. Yet, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's only 99 degrees. That's right. It didn't even reach the 100-degree mark. But we have a little bit of wind, and the skies are kind of cloudy, and the sun is out, but it's not beaming sun all over Las Vegas. So it's kind of warm. But because the sun is cloudy, has some clouds in the way, the direct sunlight is not hitting us in Las Vegas. So the weather is only 99 degrees. But we expect that tomorrow and the rest of the week, we will have wind advisory because they're saying that the weather, the sun is going to go up to about 112 degrees by the end of next week. So we will be back in our summertime weather. So we're taking advantage of today because it's a little cooler and people can get out and walk their dogs and they can do a little outdoor activity since they have a break from the heat. But otherwise, they would be inside or in the backyard in the swimming pool, enjoying the weather. So, let's talk sports. Well, let me start off with the WNBA, the women's pro basketball. The women's pro basketball, the Las Vegas Aces, that's right, I said the Las Vegas Aces, are still in first place in the Western Conference, and they look as though they're going to win the whole thing. So they're in the finals right now of the Western Conference, and they're looking pretty good. three games to no game in the playoffs. And the NBA, we got the Los Angeles Lakers are getting ready to play the winner of the Los Angeles Clippers and the, what's that other team? They're going to play. Denver. They got to beat Denver. Denver Nuggets. This is game 7 tonight. So the winner will be in the championship for the Western Conference. And I'm hoping that it's going to be an all-L.A. championship for the Western Conference. It'll be L.A. against L.A. That's the Lakers against the Clippers. The A team against the B team. Of course, I'm rooting for the A team all the way. All right. And in the East, Boston is sitting and waiting on the team that just beat Toronto. And they are one game. They're playing game 7. And then I think it's going to be can't think of who the other team is. But they'll be playing Boston because I think they're going to beat Toronto Raptors. Can't think of the name of the other team. But anyway, so those two teams will be playing in the East. All right. So that's it. And tennis, Serena Williams finished 2nd in the Classic, the Wimbledon Classic tennis tournament. She lost to, I can't even pronounce this lady's name. She pronounced to somebody from another foreign country. That played really good. So she deserved to win. So see, Serena will be back again. But she has a baby now, so, you know, her efforts are being turned elsewhere. Okay, the hockey. We got the Las Vegas Knights. The Golden Knights are still in the running for the World Championship. They have 2 games in, and they're up 2-0 over, I don't know who they're playing. I think they're playing Calgary, but I'm not sure. But they're winning 2-0. So it's the best of 5 for the series. And we're hoping that the Knights win. The Golden Knights. Go, Knights, go. The Las Vegas Golden Knights are in it to win it. Okay, that's all I got on sports. Let's talk NFL football now. Thursday night, we had the first NFL game with no preseason warm-up, and we just jumped right into game 1. And game 1 was the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending world champions, and they were playing the Houston Texans, and they won the game. Is that the final? Or is that the Laker game I'm thinking about? I think it was 36-30.
So, Chiefs beat the Texans 34-20. You bet on Chiefs, and it was Chiefs and over.
Right. Okay. So one win for me. D-Money got one win. Okay. The other game that played, was the 2 games that played on Thursday, or just 1?
The Dolphins played the Patriots, and the Patriots won 21-11. You bet on Patriots, and it was Patriots and under.
I bet on the Patriots to beat the Dolphins.
Yep.
I don't think so. I thought I bet on the Dolphins to win because I didn't think the Patriots were going to have their quarterback together. But if I said I bet on the Patriots, then I bet on the Patriots. That's good. Okay, 2 wins for me. That means I only lost one game then. If that's the only one I didn't really lose because I played. Okay, anyway, next game.
The Ravens beat the Browns 38-6. You bet on Ravens. It was Ravens.
What?
Ravens and under.
38-6. Did I cover the spread?
Yep.
All right. Good job, G Money. 3 in a row. All right. We're gonna have a lot of wins now. What's the next game?
The Bills beat the Jets 27-17. You bet on Bills, and it was Bills and over.
Yep. Very good. That's another win for G-Money. Oh, it's going to be a good year, people. If you follow G-Money's pick, you can win some money. All right, the next game.
The Raiders beat the Carolina Panthers 34-30. You bet on Raiders and over, and it was Raiders and over.
Right. All right. Los Angeles Raiders got their first win. All right. Fantastic. Get the season started. Real good. All right. Go Raiders. Go. Las Vegas Raiders, that is. All right. Next game.
Seahawks beat the Falcons 38-25. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Seahawks and over.
Yep. I bet on Seattle to win. I don't know what's up with the Atlanta Falcons. They're just not getting it together. But, yep. Okay. So that's another win. So that's 7 in a row for G Money. All right. Who else?
Next up.
Go ahead.
The Washington football team.
Yeah.
The Washington football team.
They lost. No, they won. Who did they beat?
The Washington football team beat the Eagles 27-17. You bet on the Eagles, and it was the Washington football team and over.
27-17 was the score?
Yep.
Okay, 44 points. What was the total points for that game? 42. Okay. Man, Washington beat the Eagles. Oh, that's one loss for G-Money. Okay. So that means I got 2 losses on the year so far. Go ahead.
The Bears beat the Lions 27-23. You bet on Bears and under, and it was Bears and over.
Right. Yeah, I bet on the Bears. They had a better offense than I thought. Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's a win for G Money.
The Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts 27-20.
Oh, yeah, Jacksonville beat the Colts. Wow, I knew that was going to happen. I should have bet on Jacksonville because they played in Jacksonville. I don't know why I took the Colts, but okay, yep, that's my 2 losses. Now I should go undefeated the rest of the 13 games. All right, shoot, what's the next game?
The Green Bay Packers beat the Minnesota Vikings 43-34. You bet on Packers and over, and it was Packers and over.
Yeah, put a whooping on them. All right.
Next up, the L.A. Chargers beat the Cincinnati Bengals 16-13. You bet on Chargers and under, and it was Chargers and under.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Oh, I thought the Chargers played the Cowboys. Oh, man. Uh-oh. I still haven't heard the Cowboys yet. Uh-oh. I'm still winning, though, people. Okay. What's going to happen with them boys? I think I won that game, though. I think the Cowboys got beat.
Next up, the Arizona Cardinals beat the San Francisco 49ers 24-20. You bet on 49ers and over. It was Cardinals and under.
Cardinals beat San Francisco? Oh, no. I wonder what the hell happened there. They only beat them by, 4 points? 24-20. 4 points. Wow. Okay. That's a first place team beating the last place team. You realize that, right? Everybody listening. Arizona Cardinals didn't make it. They were in last place last season. They only had 3 wins all year. Okay. Tampa Bay.
Next up. New Orleans Saints beat Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-23. You bet on Saints and under, and it was Saints and over.
Yep, I bet on the Saints. But I said, who that going to beat them Saints? Nobody. Nobody. And that was Tom Brady's first day out. They said he had a good game. He just has to get his team together, that's all. So they may be tough down the line. We got to watch Tampa Bay. And we got to watch New England because Cam Newton came out playing ball. So, okay. So that's good. Tampa Bay lost. All right. But that was a win for me. I bet against Tampa Bay. All right. Are we at Monday Night Football?
Now, the last game yesterday, the Rams beat the Cowboys 20-17. You bet on Rams and under, and it was Rams and under.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, that's right. That's right. They beat them Cowboys. Rams beat the Cowboys. That's good. L.A. Rams beat the Cowboys. I knew it was L.A. I thought it was the Chargers playing the Cowboys. But I still bet the Chargers to win. So that's good. All right. The Rams beat the Cowboys. That's good. That's good. Send the Cowboys home. Okay. Now we're in Monday Night Football. What do we have for Monday night?
We have two games. We have the Steelers playing the Giants in New York. And they're giving the Steelers 46 points. And we also have the Tennessee Titans playing the Broncos in Denver. And the Broncos are getting 2 points.
Okay. But I'm taking Pittsburgh for the win over the Cleveland Browns. And I'm taking – who did you say Denver's playing?
Tennessee Titans.
Titans. I think I picked the Titans to win.
That's right. You have Titans and under.
Titans and under. What was the score of the Titans game?
There is no score yet because that game is tonight. But the it's 41 points.
Right. Okay. The Titans will win that game over the Broncos, and the Pittsburgh Steelers will win the game. They're playing Cleveland, right?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the New York Giants.
Oh, that's right. Oh, and I'm picking Pittsburgh to beat the Giants. Yeah. Because the
right.
Giants don't know who their quarterback is going to be. Okay. Sounds good. So count them up. We got 16 games. Two of them haven't been played yet. So that's 14 games. And I think I lost two. So that means I'm 12-2 on the season so far.
You are 11-3.
11-3. Where did I lose the other game at?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You bet on the Eagles. You bet on the Eagles against Washington, and you lost. You bet on the Colts against the Jaguars, and you lost. And you bet on San Francisco against the Cardinals, and you lost.
Right. Okay. So I was 11-3, and we got two more games. So if everything goes right, I'll be 13-3 for the first week of the NFL play of the NFL season. All right, everybody, mark your calendar because G Money is going to go 13-3 in week number one. So follow me, and you can make some money on the season. All right. DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I got in there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers, and then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me, and he looked over my sodas, and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk, and he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up, and I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. Oh, and she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over, and it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs, and they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on, but their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. G Money, the Pimp Comics, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Story Time with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So thank you for joining us today for our first show of the week. This is Monday, the 13th. I think it's Monday, the 13th of September. Yep, I think it's the 13th of September. And we are in our first day of the show for the week. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, get yourself a drink or two, and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have a comedian in the studio that I want to introduce to you today. He's been in here with me off and on for the last couple of weeks. His name is G Money, the Pimp Comic. Put your hands together for G Money, the Pimp Comic. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate the applause. I'm really enjoying being in here talking to you on G Money's radio show. It's been a real exciting opportunity for me to share my jokes with you and to keep up with all of my joke skills. So I have a joke for you today. Since baseball season started, I want to tell a baseball joke. Well, the joke goes like this. There were two boys that grew up playing baseball at the park when they were in elementary school. And then when they went to junior high school, they were still playing on the teams at the park in junior high school. Then when they went to high school, they both went to the same high school, and they played on the high school baseball team. And then when they went to college, they both played on the college football baseball team. And after they graduated from college, they were taking their kids to all of the hometown games, because whatever city they lived in, they would go to the hometown games and watch the hometown play when they played hometown baseball. But one day, one of the guys asked the other guy, he said, "Hey, man, do you think there's baseball in heaven?" And the other guy said, "I don't know. I think there is, but I'm not sure." And the other guy said, "Well, let's make a bet. The first one to die finds some way to come back and tell the other person if they have baseball in heaven. Is that a deal?" And they shook on it. And they said, "Okay." And so they were continuing to go to all the home games every year until one of them got real old and he died. So now the other one is going to the games by himself. And he was at home in his house one night, and he heard some noise rattling around in his bedroom, and he couldn't sleep. He sat up in the bed and he said, "Hey, man, is that you?" And the guy said, "Of course it is. Who do you think it would be coming to visit you at 3 o'clock in the morning?" He said, "Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you in several years. Did you find out if they have baseball in heaven?" And the guy said, "Yeah, I found out. I got good news and I got bad news." He said, "Well, tell me the good news." "Well, the good news is, yes, they have baseball in heaven." And the guy said, "All right, that's cool." He said, "Well, tell me the bad news then." "Well, the bad news is you're going to be pitching in 2 weeks. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. So, G Money, back to you for your radio show. Yeah, man, that was a good joke, G-Money. I remember that when I played baseball. I pitched a no-hitter, and I lost it 1-0. I walked the first batter up, and he stole all three bases. And then a pass ball. He scored on a pass ball. So we didn't get him at the plate. He slid, and he was home safe. So that was my greatest baseball game I ever pitched, and I lost it 1-0. But I was a good pitcher. I remember the day. I was really good. All right, DJ Papa D, back to you. We'll have more of the show in a minute.
Hey, we had some rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it, though, because I was inside in the band. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
More as little more. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback. You
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing, and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football-playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money.
My comedy album is gonna be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album, so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody you know they can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year. I'm G-Money. Remember that, people. I'm G-Money. So, now it's time for me to tell you a story. And I was just really sitting here thinking about a dream that I had. But I'm going to tell you this story anyway, because the dream, I didn't finish it. But DJ Papa D, I recorded a story for their listening pleasure. So play the story, and we'll get back for more of the show and some music in a minute. and we did all kind of stunts to them. We did everything to try to make them quit. We pushed them to the edge and tried to make them quit, but they had to prove to us that they were worthy of being brothers in our fraternity. And so we did a lot of stuff to them. Like one thing I did, we had the brothers pull their pants open and pull their underwear down, and we poured sugar on their dicks in their pants. And one pledge, he's famous for saying, "Sugar on the dick ain't cool." He's famous for saying that. That was his line. "Sugar on the dick ain't cool." But we told him, "You got to keep that sugar on your dick until we can tell you to go wash it off." And so he walked around with sugar in his underwear, like the other 11 brothers on the line did as well. And we had a swimming pool out in front of my house. So I let them go down, and I made them line up by the pool. And while they were waiting by the pool, I told them, "You guys stink. You guys need a bath. So jump in the water." Now, I didn't tell you that it was nighttime, and it was about 11 o'clock at night, and it was cold outside. And I made them jump in this cold pool to show that they were dedicated to being in our fraternity. So we put them in the pool. We told them, "Jump." And one guy, he was really scared at jumping in the pool. But I told his brothers, I said, "You guys got to make sure he jumps in the water." But I didn't know that he had a brother that had died because he couldn't swim. He jumped in the pool and drowned in the swimming pool at their house. But I didn't know that. But I made him jump in anyway. And he was scared. He was shaking. He was crying. And I said, "Don't be a pussy. Jump in the water." Now, all he had to do was jump in the shallow end where he could stand up in the water. But they weren't thinking. They were just thinking about jumping the cold-ass swimming pool at 11 o'clock at night. With all of their clothes on, I made them jump in the water. And they jumped in. All 12 of them jumped in, and they got soaking wet. And then I told them they could come out of the pool and walk around, and they were dripping wet. And I passed them one towel, and that one towel was to dry all of them off. So all of them shared the towel, and they dried off with one towel.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes, and then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now
But when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. I get to the center divider and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking." G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars.
like 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to get out the air chair and go somewhere. But we're going to play a couple of songs to go by so you can remember the mood that we were in today's radio show. It was a party on the radio, and I know you enjoyed the party. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting the radio show on social media so everybody around the world can listen to the radio show. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my studio engineer. And he's playing the music, playing the jokes, and playing the stories that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So now we're going to play two songs, and then we're going to end with a prayer. So the first song we're going to play is Candy. And that's the song that I made up when I was in San Francisco hanging out with my frats because they lived in San Francisco. All right, DJ Papa D, play the song.
San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. It says, oh, one girl waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls. And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, nope. we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a tender.
And he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Folk Street.
It's a tender.
Folk Street don't have girls on Folk Street. And I looked, and I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a tender.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said the bums with the knock in their neck are not women.
It's a tender.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out.
It's a tender.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a tender.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just pop. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on, man.
Yeah, Las Vegas. That's the song that I love to hear. It makes me feel good every time I hear that one, because it reminds me of my roommate from San Francisco. So now let me play my Sigma Step song, The Stepmaster, and we'll be out of here. For all of my Phi Beta Sigma brothers and all of my sorority sisters, I was stepping on the quad for your entertainment. We just stepped in the blue and white, and we went on to put on a show. Sigma, calling all Sigmas to the floor. Oh, Phi Beta, we want one Sigma, and we need some more. Oh, Phi Beta, Sigma, get down, huh? Sigma, get down. Get down. Boo! Oh. Go ahead, B.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business. And I was the stepmaster for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show. And I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979 after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped.
Hey!
everybody came out. The Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas all came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
Won't I beta? I'll pay the Sigma in the house.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused, and the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. G-Money presents The Dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes. Or your best bags talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes. Because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents The Dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money.
I'm Gregory Gerard. G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got places to go and people to see, and we got things to do, don't you know? But I wanted to play one song before we go and before we play. And the song is, I'm a comedian from L.A., and I want to play that for my listening audience just to remind them who I am, because I'm G-Money, the comedian from L.A. and I'll be back tomorrow with some more of my exciting radio show for you. So have a good night. Be careful. Be safe. And wear your mask. Peace. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right. And I did it real big. And then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall. And then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care. Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike Tyson. Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for your listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show, 'cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. So I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd, I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-G-Money. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God,
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.